I have a favorite benediction that I use every time that I get to do it.
我有一个非常喜欢的祝
And it's going to be it's actually going to be the text that I'm going to speak from today.
就是我今天要讲的经文的主题。
So when I say that I'll be doing the benediction, I'm expecting, because it's only one verse, that we're going to memorize it together right now, and together we will all be doing the benediction together today.
因为这个祝祷词就是今天讲的这个经文只有一节，所以我希望最后的时候大家一起能够来讲。
So please turn with me to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15.
请大家翻到罗马书十五章。
This is the end of the book of Romans as Paul reminds the church about Jesus' sacrifice. Very similar to what we talked about with humility, that Jesus gave up all his rights, and there's a similar theme here in beginning of Romans chapter 15.
十五章是罗马书最后一章，就是讲到耶稣在舍弃了他世上一切的权利的时候，所经历的，所以我们就从这个地方开始。
So this benediction, which is used in most churches now as a prayer, is also Paul's benediction as he writes this letter.
这个祝福是很多教会现在用在祷告上，那也是保罗在这里为罗马教会的一个祝福。
I only have one verse to preach from today, so we're going to read this three times through.
我只有今天这一节的经文，我希望大家一起来读。
Okay, let's read it together the first time. The first time we read it, we're going to all read it together. Ready? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I alluded that we were going to be doing a men's outing tomorrow night, so let's get the men first to read this verse with me. Men, one, two, three. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.Ladies, could you read along with Sister G as she leads you in reading this passage?
女士们，请跟我一起用你们习惯的言语读。Ladies, read as the language you preferred. 但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Now, I want you to read it through and meditate on it. I'm going to leave it up here for about 30 seconds, and individually, I'd like you to try to memorize it. Ready? Go.
请大家自己默默地读，希望大家能够背出来。
Let's try it. Let's try this. I think we can do this, okay? Okay, together. Okay, one, two, three. May the God of...
使人有盼望的神。
By the Holy Spirit. Okay, together, let's do it one last time. May the God of all hope fill you with joy, all joy and peace as you trust in him.You may overflow, perfect, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Let's pray. God, we need you right now as we listen to you.
亲爱的天父，当我们聆听你的时候，我们需要你。
May this simple prayer speak deep into our lives right now.
愿这个简单的祷告向我们的生命说话。
And we just admit right now that we need more of you.
我们承认我们非常的需要你。
We need more of your power.
我们需要你的大能。
We need your joy.
我们需要你的喜乐。
We need your peace.
需要你的平安。
Most of all, we need to be filled with hope.
在所有之上，我们需要充满你给我们的盼望。
In your name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿们。
Whenever I ask God what I should share about on these combined services,he's been pointing me towards things that would unify us.
每当我在联合崇拜要讲到的时候，神总是把要成为一体的信息指点给我。
You know, this is a rare time that we all get to be together.
这是不多的次数我们大家聚在一起。
So I don't want to just preach to show off how much I know.
我不想在讲道中来表现我知道有多少。
And I don't want to just talk about theoretical stuff.
我也不想讲一些神学的道理。
But it's stuff that I really believe that you and I can practice right away.
而是那些我相信你我都可以去实践的事情。
So we've been doing this series since January on the key ingredients to real community.
自从一月份以来，我们一直都在讲一些成为团体的一些主要的成分。
So together as RCCA, we've been unpacking what it means to recover key values that are essential in Christian communities.
在磐石教会，我们一起来认识成为一个团体，我们去。最基本的一些重要的有价值的东西。
The New Testament is full of letters, but it's also full of letters that were written to churches with many problems.
在新约里面，有许多的书信是写给有问题的教会的。
So a lot of this book is dedicated to this phrase here. Most communities that you see in churches are really parodies of the type of community that the Apostle Paul really wanted to see the church become.
很多的团体你在教会当中看到的就是使徒保罗所要谈论的。
And so we have to admit it, most of our churches are full of cliques, friendship circles, they look more like private country clubs than they actually do welcoming communities of Christ.
我们必须要承认我们教会里面有很多的小团体小圈子。就好像私人的俱乐部这样子，有许多的人被拒之门外。
So today I'm the only one that is wearing a tie.
今天我是唯一一个戴领带的人。
But I have grown up in churches where everyone was almost expected to wear a tie, or you were looked at funny.
然后我是在一个教会里面长大的，这个教会就是。每个男人都要带领带，要不然的话你就。
So I find a great relief that I could actually do this. I could actually take off my tie here, and I would fit in with everybody, right?
我觉得很轻松。如果我把领带摘下来，我就会成为大家的一员。
And this would still be okay, right? For everybody, we'd still be okay with each other.
我们觉得大家都觉得没有所谓啊。
So we've talked about biblical hospitality and how to develop true humility in two parts.And so today I want to be talking about how to overflow with hope that comes from Jesus, our Messiah.
我们曾经讲论了，圣经说中讲到的，接待别人，如何，建立真正的谦卑。今天我们要讲怎么样，使，盼望满意在，救主耶稣里面。
In 2008, I'm going to be careful here because churches really shouldn't talk too much about politics. But
我应该比较谨慎，在教会里面，我们不应该谈论太多的政事。
It's kind of part of the special status that churches have as 501c3s, so you're actually supposed to stay neutral on politics.
在教会里面，我们好像似乎应当是要保持中立的。
So I'm just saying this to present a fact. This isn't my bias or should be yours.
我在这里只是讲述几个事实，不要是保持中立，也不要你采取任何立场。
In the presidential race in 2008, hope was a key value stressed by one of the presidents.
在2008年的总统竞选当中，希望是一个主要的讨论点。
Because life can seem hopeless for many people.
因为很多人看见生活当中真的是充满了失望。
We don't have to agree on politics, but we can at least agree on this statement.
我们不需要在政治上有认同，但是我们需要看一看这一个说法。
You know, in Austin alone, this is just specifically to our city. I'm not going to talk in generalities about the U.S. or even the world, but just in Austin alone, over a 12-month period, we had 6,200 homeless people in the Austin area.
我们不用看全世界整个美国，我们只看奥斯汀在过去的12个月里面 有6200个无家可归的人。
On any given day, there's about 4,000 homeless people. 1,900 of them are downtown.
在4,000个无家可归的人当中，有1,900个人在市中心。
1,500 are children and are affected by homelessness in the ASID. That's more people than all of Austin Chinese Church and The Rock combined.
在只是在奥斯汀学区里面就有1,500个小孩受到无家可归的影响，这个比奥斯汀华人教会和磐石教会所有会众加起来都多。
I mean, can you imagine, even if we could fill this building full and fill up ACC full, and that would be, imagine, that's how many children there are that are struggling with poverty and homelessness in the city.
大家可以想象，把整个奥斯汀华人教会都装满，把磐石教会都装满，那就有那么多的小孩受到贫困和无家可归的影响。
Low wages contributes to homelessness. Of the top 10 occupational categories in Austin, nearly 30% of the jobs have a median wage under $10 an hour.
低工资是贫困的一个主要因素，在奥斯汀前十名的职业排位当中，有30%的工作是每小时低于10块钱的。
Now, in this room, our set of hopelessness, our situations are a little bit different.
在这个房间里面，我们所讲到的失望和这个社会上讲的失望是不同的。
I would argue that it's a little bit different than the stats I've showed you for Austin, and therefore it's probably a little bit different than the rest of the country.
我们所讲到的情形和在荧幕上投影讲到奥斯汀的是不同的，跟这个整个社会的状况那更是不同的。
In this room alone, we have some of the brightest and best minds.
在这个房间里，我们有顶尖聪明的人。
We have plenty of resources.
我们有很多的资源。
We have enough income.
我们有很好的收入。
But still, we have a similar problem of hopelessness.
但是我们有着同样的问题，就是失望。
So life can seem hopeless for us in this room. Life can seem disappointing.
对我们在座的生命看起来也是充满失望。
So why is this? Why is it that even us in this room have a sense of hopelessness? Why is it that there's people that are still homeless in the year 2013? Why is hopelessness still abounding?
在2013年，为什么还有无家可归的人？为什么许多人还是觉得失望呢？
Well, part of it is, in general, we don't know what to put our trust in. And perhaps some of the things we have put our hope and trust in have perhaps failed us.
问题是我们不知道要把我们的希望寄予什么，或者是那些让我们寄予希望的常常使我们失望了。
People have let us down.
很多的人让我们失望了。
So even some of our jobs, even some of our careers, our dream jobs have sometimes let us down.
我们的职业，甚至是我们最想拥有的工作也让我们失望了。
So I want to begin with today with something positive, especially as we begin this month.
我想讲一些正面的，特别是在一个月的开始。
Romans 15:13 tells us that those who hope in God will not be disappointed.
在罗马书13:15讲，在主里有盼望的人是不会失望的。
This comes from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 23. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed.
这一节经文是从以赛亚书49:23出来的。他们说，你便知道我是耶和华，等候我的必不至羞愧。
You know, sometimes I put my hope in a new object.
对我来讲，我常常把我的希望建立在一个新的事物上。
If I could only go out and get the newest phone.
只要我可以拿到最新版的手机。
If I could only go out and buy a new wardrobe.
如果我可以出去买一套新的行头。
And I put my hope in that.
我把我的希望寄予他们。
That I'm going to feel better about myself.
我会感觉很好。
That I'm going to do a better job in leading my family.
那我就可以做得更好带领我的家庭。
Sometimes we might put our hope in a situation.
有的时候我把希望寄予在一个环境当中。
If only my job situation would change.
如果我的工作环境会改变的话。
We might put our hope in a person.
我们可能把我们的希望寄在一个人身上。
If only my mom would stop nagging me.
如果我的妈妈不要整天唠叨我。
Or my husband would love me more.
或者我的先生会多爱我一点。
Or my son would work harder.
或者我的儿子会更努力读书用功一点。
The problem is that objects are temporary, situations change, and people are imperfect.
重要的是事物是不完美的，环境是会改变的。
None of these three scenarios can ever fully live up to our expectations. So if we put our hope in these three things, we fall into a pit of disappointment.
因为这三个事物都不能使我们满足。如果我们把我们的希望寄在这三样事物上，我们是铁定要失望的。
Psalm 39 verse 7 gives us a clue as to where we can find our hope.
在诗篇三十九篇当中给我们一个提示让我们知道我们在哪里可以找到我们的希望。
The psalmist writes, "And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you."
诗篇三十九篇七节说，主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12 further clarifies this and says, "Remember that you were at the time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." Psalm 39, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12.
继续的看到以弗所书二章十二节说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上，没有指望，没有上帝。
And then the Apostle Paul tells us, and especially in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, he links the idea of hope with something that's never been talked about before.
使徒保罗在罗马书十五章十三节当中特别的把希望与一些以前从来没提过的事情相关联在一起。
And that's why I said, remember, this is a benediction. Benedictions are meant to leave us to go with power and blessing to go change the world. And so the Apostle Paul says, I'm going to leave you with a blessing, which I want you to continue to share with people.
祝福的词通常是给人们以一个祝福能力把人差遣出去，然后具有能力的去做事。那在这里的话这个十五章十三节就是告诉我们要带着能力去行事。
And that is that as you go with hope, that joy and peace will also go with you and to those around you.
那就是当你带着希望出去的时候，喜乐和平安就会跟随你而去，并且带给你周围的人。
The Apostle Paul brings us from Proverbs chapter 13 verse 12. Earlier he writes in Romans chapter 8 verse 28. That hope deferred makes the heart sick, but it is but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life.
在箴言十三章十二节说，所盼望的迟延为德，令人心忧；所愿意的临到，却是生命树。
I'll let you read Romans chapter 8 verse 28 by yourself. So the Bible says that if you are full of hope, that joy and peace are byproducts of your faith.
在圣经上说，如果你的心里充满了盼望。喜乐和平安就会随之而来。
So what is biblical hope? Biblical hope should lead to joy and peace, not to continuing sorrow and stress and disappointment.
圣经里面所讲的盼望是什么呢？那它就是带给我们喜乐和平安的，而不是让我们失望沮丧带着压力。
I mean, that's a stark contrast from what type of temporary hope that we find in people, in objects, and situations produces.
圣经里面所讲的盼望和我们平时所讲的暂时的希望是有着绝对的区别的。
I'd like to share with you three things on how we can get hope.
我想跟大家分享三件事告诉我们怎么样来得到神的 在神里面的盼望。
I'm just going to plant the idea, build a foundation, and we're going to continue on these three principles in the next sermon, which will be in July. But I'm going to go through them real quick, right now, just so at least we have a foundation for it.
在这里我只是想借着这三点打下一个基础更多的我们会在七月的讲道里面详细解说。
One of the first ways that we get hope is by believing patiently.
第一个就是我们得到盼望是要在忍耐中不断的相信。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11. It's great insight into how we should do discipleship. So it's not quick, it's not fast, but it's actually something that we think through deliberately, sincerely, and it requires effort.
在希伯来书六章十一节我们可以看到我们门徒训练不是速成的而是要刻意的去付出的努力很真诚的去做的。
Let's all read together Hebrews together. Let's read through here. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So the first thing is, how do we get hope? The first one, I'm going to lay the foundation, is by believing patiently.
那我们如何得到盼望呢？第一个就是要在忍耐中不断的盼望。
The second way is the Apostle Paul, a few verses earlier in verse 4 says, through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So the second one is by God's word.
第二个就是我们得到盼望是要借着上帝的话。在罗马书十五章四节当中说从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
I think many of us would agree, I think many of you would agree with me that when we get into God's word, it gives us hope.
我们知道你们在座的多数都会同意我，当我们认同上帝的话的时候，我们就可以从中得到盼望。
I'm just going to use this as an illustration.Lorena and I have this rule that if I'm going to share about somebody, I need to ask their permission first. I'm going to tell you right now, I have not asked this person for permission.
我和Lorena 有一个约定，就是如果我要分享有关他事，要得到他的同意，那现在我没有得到他的同意。
I mean, someone in our midst, just a recent believer, has read the Bible 3 times through in just a couple weeks or months.
在我们中间有一个初信的人在过去的几周里面已经把圣经读了三遍了。
I'm just blown away by that. I think that's remarkable.
我实在是难以置信实在太了不起了。
And I'm not trying to put the person on the spot, but I'm just going to say, I think it's remarkable. And if I ever need encouragement, I think I know who I'm going to go to because this person is going to be full of hope.
这个人是我不要把它放在这个聚光灯下面，但是我知道，如果我要找圣经中找盼望的话，我会去找他。
And then the third way is by the Holy Spirit, which is found in the verse itself here. This verse itself says that our hope is overflowed and powered by the Holy Spirit. So we need to ask God for His power.
第三个是得到盼望要靠着圣灵，就像罗马书十五章十三节说。但愿使人有盼望的上帝将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望，是要有能力。
Okay. So today is a lot of memorization. So what are the once again, this is the groundwork. So what are the three things that, on how we grow, on how do we get hope? What's the first one? By believing patiently. And then number two, by God's word. And then the third one's right behind me, by the Holy Spirit. Good. Okay, let's go back to the verse. Let's say it together. May the God of
十五章
三节，
但愿使人有盼望的神将
Good job, Samuel.
信将诸般的喜乐和平安充满你们的心。
Good stuff. You still remember it. We're going to keep on going.
大有盼望。
Dan, I believe in you. I'm patiently believing in you. That's good job. Good job.
他说像那样我。非常有耐心的相信你，你做得很棒。
Okay, I'm going to come back to these three things, I promise you, at the end. I'm going to tie these three things, which will set us up for the next sermon, okay? I promise you that. What happens then when we refill our hope in God?
请大家记住刚才那三件事，最终我会把这三件事总结在一起。那我们现在要想一想，如果我们在上帝里面重新充满盼望是怎么样的。
One translation says that hope, when it's refilled by God, it makes our hope fresher. And the translation says green hope, meaning it's growing and it's filling up again. Much like this illustration here. It's like coffee.
当我们的希望被上帝重新充满的时候，是新鲜的，有活力的。在一个翻译版本当中说是绿色的。就是代表有生命力的。
Some of us in this room drink tea, some of us drink coffee, and we are used to this. We like to have our cup warmed up, topped up, filled. It makes the coffee taste better, fresher, warmer.
我们在座的有人喜欢喝茶，有的人喜欢喝咖啡。那就是当我们有一个热的杯子里面加上新的咖啡喝的时候，我们觉得新鲜有活力。
So many of us today with hope, we need a refreshment today. We need to have it constantly flowing, brimming over, new, fresh, so it's not stagnant and it's not stale.
如果我们喝咖啡是希望新的重新添加进去的而不是静止的陈旧的味道的话，我们的盼望也是如此。
So what can we hope for?What should we hope in? Well, the answer is always going to be this. It's always going to be God, Jesus, and his finished work on the cross.
我们应该盼望什么？我们应该盼望怎么样的结局？答案永远都是上帝耶稣和在他在十字架上成就的事。
What should we be refilled with? How should we refill our hope? Well, we hope in God.We hope in Jesus. We trust in the finished work of the cross.
我们要怎么样重新充满盼望呢？那就是相信神，相信耶稣，相信耶稣在十字架上所成就的事。
We receive disappointment this week. Maybe it's a Wednesday this week or a Friday or a Saturday right before Mother's Day. What do? We put our trust in God. We trust in Jesus. We trust in the finished work of the cross.
也许在这个礼拜的星期三、星期五、星期六，我们会有遇到失望的事，我们应该怎么办呢？我们还是信靠神，信靠耶稣，信靠耶稣在十字架上成就的事。
It's Mother's Day next week. Your kids forgot to get you a present. You're disappointed. You feel hopeless as a mom. What do? We trust in Jesus. We believe in God. We trust in the finished work of the cross, and we forgive our kids.
下个星期天母亲节，如果你的孩子忘记给你买母亲节礼物的时候，你觉得很失望，你该怎么办呢？你就是要相信上帝，相信耶稣，相信耶稣在十字架上成就的事，然后要原谅你的孩子。
Because one thing we need to stop doing is being passive, like much of society, and being more bold.
我们要不要像这个社会上所讲的那么消极，而是要非常的勇敢。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, Since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
在哥林多后书3章12节说，我们既有这样的盼望，就要大胆。
Hope in the Bible is not defined as passive as we see it in the news day to day.
在我们日常听见的新闻里面，盼望总是和一些负面的事连在一起。但是在圣经里面却不是这样的。
On the contrast, hope in the Bible is very strong. It's assured, it's bold. 1 Peter chapter 3, Romans chapter 8. Let me give an example of three news lines that were from CNN this morning.
相反的，在圣经里面的盼望却是有能力的，有刺激的。就像在彼得前书3章15节、罗马书8章23节里面所讲的，那样。我现在要讲的就是 CNN 的三条新闻。
Yeah, CNN gave three passive ways, I would say, and actually they use hope. Lawmakers see signs of hope in job numbers.
CNN 的新闻说，制定律法的人看见希望 在这个失业率变好的数据上。
Slow economic growth marked by some positive glimmers of hope.
经济缓慢的增长，表现出一点点的希望。
And then, you know, third one is we look for small things like home sales, residential construction numbers to see if there's a correlation to an improving economy. All of these things are looking for glimmers of, tiny glimmers of hope that we look out for to keep society hopefully looking forward and optimistic and moving forward.
我们在一些很细微的事上，就像房屋的成交，住宅建设的数字上面看见他们是不是和改善经济有着相关的联系，因为我们常常都是在一些很细微的事上去寻找我们的希望。
But these are passive.
这些都是很被动的事。
And the Apostle Paul is telling us to be bold with our hope.
而使徒保罗却告诉我们，我们要因着盼望有胆量。
So, does hope by itself produce for us this tough perseverance? What happens if we combine the hope we have in God with another value, say like humility, or say like another value like hospitality? What would happen?
难道这个盼望不是让我们生出忍耐的力量吗？如果我们把这个盼望和热情的款待和谦卑连在一起，会产生怎么样的效果呢？
I saw a movie this week called Iron Man 3.
这个礼拜我看了一个电影叫铁人第三集。
I saw it actually opening night, one of the first people there. And in the movie, Tony Stark feels very vulnerable when he's not wearing one of his many suits.
在我去参加了这个首映式，在这个电影里面开始的时候，这个 Tony觉得非常的无助，当他没有穿那些铁人的服装的时候。
And this was from the Super Bowl. This is another ad where they're trying to hint at what happens in the movie, but Tony Stark at one point is in trouble.
这是在美式足球的总决赛的一个广告里面的一幅，他就是讲到 Tony 遇到麻烦的时候。
And this is what I thought about when I left the movie theater, that our churches should feel something empty when we do not wear the value of hope, the value of humility, and the value of hospitality. When you're not practicing what the Bible says as a Christian community, we should feel exposed. We should feel like we're missing something. We should feel like we are lacking something, that because, and then we are vulnerable to attack.
这是在我看完了以后所想到的，就是我们的教会如果我们没有穿上盼望谦卑和热情款待的盔甲，我们应该要感觉到我们缺失了什么。当我们不能照着圣经所说的去履行一个基督徒团体的职责的时候，我们应该是要感觉到赤裸的，我们应该要感觉到我们缺失了什么，我们是无助的，容易备受攻击的。
The kind of hope that you show people is the kind of Jesus that they will see.
你所表现给别人看的盼望，也是你怎么样把耶稣表现给别人。
Are you, if you're passive, waiting for it to be given to you, and in the meantime filled with sorrow and distress, I mean, is that the situation? Is that what most of us are? Are we passive, waiting for this to be given to us?
我们是不是很被动呢？等着被给予，而在同时的时候，心里却充满了悲伤和沮丧。
The Holy Spirit is waiting for you to take hold, and I put in brackets there. There's action required here of the hope that He's already offering right in front of you.
在圣经里面的盼望已经提供给你，你要做的就是的行动就是要去接受它。
So is your hope in God passive?
你在上帝里面的盼望是被动的吗？
Or is your hope in God bold?
或者是在上帝里面盼望是有胆量的。
Is Jesus to you passive?
耶稣对你来讲是被动的吗？
Or is your Jesus bold?
或者是你所信的耶稣是有胆量的。
About a year ago, So Lorena and I have been at this church now 1 year starting next week.
我和 Lorena 来这个教会到下一周就满一年了。
And about 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, it was the first combined service that I had attended, and we had someone else speaking, so I got to sit in the audience.
在我们来到这个教会两三个星期后的第一个联合崇拜是有另一位讲员讲道。所以我坐在大家中间。
And when it came time for newcomers to stand up, a smart young man stood up.
在欢迎新朋友的时候，有一个青年才俊站起来。
He said he was from Purdue and an engineer.
他说他是普渡来的做工程师。
And if you've been to church long enough, you can kind of tell who's new to church and who's been to church before.
如果你在教会里面待一阵的话，你会知道什么样的人在久久参加教会的，或者是出来的。
As I was sitting behind him, I could tell that he had never been to church before.
在我坐在他后面，我可以知道他从来没有去过教会。
So he should have fit in because he spoke fluent Chinese.
我想他应该很容易与大家融合，因为他说中文。
He was born and raised in China.
他出生成长在中国。
This is what really made him fit into the RCCA. He was an engineer.
这个他是一个工程师，这个让他实在和大家非常容易接近。
But staying in any church is more complicated than that.
然而在任何一个教会融入比这个要复杂的多。
What does he believe?
他信什么？
Will he follow our rules?
他会认同我们的规条吗？
Is he really an engineer?
他真的是个工程师吗？
Does he get good grades?
他有没有好的成绩呢？
And this is only our second or third week at the church, so I was contemplating how our ministry would unfold here at RCCA to include him.
那个只是我的第二、第三个礼拜，我在思量应该怎么样做，让他能可以融入我们。
And so I knew it would not depend on how many people visit, because people just visit, but it would depend how we were going to grow here by how we claim to do what we as a church to keep people to be able to connect with not only us, but with the living God.
这个并不在乎有多少人每个礼拜来访问我们，而是在于我们怎么样活出我们所跟人家讲的，更要让他们不只是与我们有连接，而是要与我们所信的耶稣有连接。
So this is Taliel.
这个是廖涛。
A year ago, he had no spiritual beliefs.
在一年以前，他什么都不信。
He had moved to America when he was 12 years old.
他十二岁的时候来到美国。
That was the second time he had ever met his mother.
这是他第二次遇见他的母亲。
He met her when he was born, and he met her at 12 years old because his father and mother came to the States to prepare a place for him.
他由母亲所生，在他十二岁的时候，他来到这里，看到他的父母为他所预备的。
He lived with them for 5.5 years before he then went away to school.
他与父母相处五年以后，他又住到学校去。
Where he did another 3.5 years away from home.
然后他又在没有在家住三年半。
So he's really only lived with his parents for a very short period of time, a third of his life.
他实在是知道他的父母非常少的时间，只有三分之一他的生命的时间。
And then through a wonderful story and twists and turns, he somehow ends up in Austin. He moves from one place to a wonderful family in his church's home, and he gets introduced to church.
通过有 迂回曲折有趣的故事，他来到了奥斯汀，与我们教会的一个家庭认识，然后他开始来到我们教会中。
He was just looking for the love of a family.
他只是要找一个充满爱的家庭。
He finished his internship here, and before he went back to Indiana,
他在这里完成了他的之前训练，然后回到了印第安纳。
Tao told me that he wished to come back to Austin one day because RCCA really made an impression on him.
他说他希望有一天可以回到奥斯汀，因为我们的磐石教会实在给他有太好的印象。
He said he hoped to come back.
他说他希望回到我们中间。
I thought that was a nice wish, and I hope you can come back because we really need more young adults here.
我想这是一个良好的盼望，因为我们实在是需要更多的年轻人在我们中间。
I hoped that this would be true.
我实在盼望这个会实现。
Because you and I both know something, we have a chance to slowly regain some more young adults.
因为你我都知道我们需要慢慢的有机会增长我们的年轻的会众。
The future of this church, the future of all churches, is us believing in the mission in the area that we're called to and reaching older adults, families, and young adults.
在我们所处的环境当中，教会都是不断的去接触年长的家庭和年轻人。
So Tao is moving back.
所以 Tao 会回到我们中间。
He's arriving on May 18th.
他五月十八号会来回来。
What kind of hope will we show him this year?
那我们今年会在他面前展现的是怎样的盼望呢？
What kind of Jesus will you show him this year?
那今年我们要展现给他的耶稣是怎么样的一位呢？
He's just looking for the kind of spiritual family that the Bible talks about.
他在寻找圣经里面所讲的那样一个属灵的家。
The one where you open the pages of scripture and you say, that's the kind of community that I want.
当他打开圣经的时候，他可以看见他所想要的这样一个团体。
So let's start off fresh this week. It's the beginning of a month.
让我们在一个月的开始有一个新的开始。
This is how we can help Tao with finding more hope.
我们可以这样来帮助 Tao 有盼望。
What was the three things on how we get hope? We believe.
We believe patiently. 我们
Tao's a year in progress. We can spend some more time with him believing patiently, right?
他认识在教会有一年，我们可以在这个忍耐中不断的相信。
We can continue to share with them number two, right? God's word. We all can use more of God's word.
我们可以在第二点跟他分享更多的神的话，上面帮助他。
And then this one's less about you and I, but we believe in a Holy Spirit who can empower people. Let's pray, and I'm praying for each of you and us as well, that we can somehow be used by the Holy Spirit to help Tao out.
第三点就是靠着圣灵，我相信我们每一个人，包括我们都是可以借着圣灵的大能去帮助Tao的。
May God bring us Tao back safely and more visitors this summer.
愿神平安地把Tao带回我们中间和更多的访问的人。
May God bring older adults to visit here and find family at RCCA.
愿神带更多的年长的人来到磐石教会，愿这里成为他们的家。
May God bring more young adults to visit here at RCCA and to find family.
也愿神带更多年轻人来到磐石教会，让这里也成为他们的家。
May God bring more families to visit here at RCC and to find friendships.
也愿神带更多的家庭来到磐石教会，在这里他们得到友谊。
May God prepare you and I to welcome them with the values of biblical hospitality, humility, and hope so they might find Jesus and experience real changed lives.
愿神预备我们，让我们有合乎圣经的款待，有谦卑，有盼望，让他们可以看见神。
May we overflow with each of these values through the power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们借着圣灵的大能，让这些好的品行能够满溢出来。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.